Welcome to Energy Talks, a regular podcast series featuring expert discussions on power system testing, data management, cybersecurity, and important trends in the power industry. My name is Scott Williams from the podcast team at Omicron, and I will be your host. Hello, everyone. This past year in 2024, Omicron celebrated its 40-year anniversary of developing innovative solutions for power system testing. It all started with protection relay testing and the development of Omicron's groundbreaking CMC technology. After all this time, it is still a widely used and go-to solution for protection relay testing. In our last episode, number 92, we spoke with product manager Stefan Geiger about Omicron's CMC500, which is the latest generation of CMC technology. In this episode of Energy Talks, my guest is Martin Fahner. He is an Omicron product manager and one of the original developers of Omicron CMC technology. He shares the journey of the company from its humble beginnings in a basement to becoming a worldwide leader in protection testing technology and beyond. Martin discusses the initial development and evolution of CMC technology based on the vision of Omicron's founder, Rainer Oberer. Martin also highlights the challenges faced in the industry, how customer feedback and teamwork have been crucial in shaping CMC technology, and how it has laid the foundation for the company's global expansion and development of groundbreaking solutions used in other areas of power system testing. So without further delay, I welcome Martin Fahner to this episode of Energy Talks about 40 years Omicron and CMC technology. Hello, Martin. Thank you for joining us to tell us about the history and important milestones.
Hi, Scott. It's a pleasure for me to be here and to share some of my memories.
Well, I'm happy you're here to do that. This year, 2024, we are celebrating Omicron's 40th anniversary. You're one of the first Omicron employees. Can you tell us how you came to Omicron, what your role was, and how it all started?
I knew Rainer Oberer, the founder of our company, for a long time. He was a friend of mine, and he started Omicron back in 84 as a company developing software for electronics and communication engineering. Around 5 years later, he was asked by one of his customers, Austrian utility, whether he could develop a test set for transducers for them. Being attracted by the project's budget, but having no hardware development resources, Rainer approached myself. And after he got a no from my side, as I didn't want to work as a one-man show in development, asked another former schoolmate, Heinz. And only after he asked both of us, we agreed to join. I think we could move something doing this together. So we joined this small Omicron team and started Omicron's hardware development group back in February 1990.
Okay. So was this like some of the stories you hear about computer startups in Silicon Valley? Did this start in a garage?
It wasn't really a garage. It was the basement of Rainer's parents' house.
That's even better.
Well, this is the Austrian version of a garage because our houses here have also basements.
So back then, what was the big vision of the founder, Rainer Oberer, when he founded Omicron? Do you think his vision and ideas have been fulfilled up to now? And are you satisfied with the way Omicron has developed since then?
Yeah, I think Rainer's vision was to form a team of excellent people around him, people who are capable of winning and exciting customers by creating the most innovative solutions to their problems. So innovation was a key in his vision as well. The team should work based on mutual trust in an environment without artificial limits. And this was his basic idea. And he did so by collecting people around him he knew from former times and he trusted in and really gave them this environment. And the culture and values that were important for us as a small startup team are still strong and evolving in today's worldwide Omicron family, with nowadays more than 1,200 employees.
That's amazing growth in that time. Martin, Omicron started with a solution for protection testing called the CMC. You have been involved with CMC technology from day one. What has been your role in this development?
My major role in the beginning was doing hardware development. So we were just two of us doing the hardware for the CMC test set. And this was the major task in the beginning. And as you mentioned, the protection testing was not initially our first approach, because we developed this at first to be a transducer test set. But identifying that the protection testing field is much more important, we had as well to dig into this topic very deep in a short time.
Martin, what was the development of the CMC solution like? Can you tell us about the process, the ups and downs at all stages, and how it felt to launch this groundbreaking solution?
First of all, we had quite tough time constraints with a development starting in February 1990, and the delivery was fixed to October the same year. So there was not much time to do this development. And everything had to be developed from scratch. We had no hardware development environment, so we had to build this up and develop the whole test set. And as Heinz and myself, we wanted to develop a state-of-the-art product with a future potential, and not only doing the minimum viable product to meet the specs. So we had to go some extra miles as well. And then to launching it, I think it was this combination of a leading-edge hardware design with digital signal processor technology, which was quite modern at this time, and as well a very powerful PC controlling software. And combining this together allowed us to deliver really new benefits to the customers.
How and when did Omicron first get into the area of protection testing?
We did this directly with the launch of the CMC in 91. So from the very beginning, we not only did transducer testing, but as well protection testing.
If you were new to protection testing, where did you get your knowledge from as a developer of the solution?
Intensive talk with customers and listening very carefully to the customers. The basic idea as electrical engineer, you get pretty fast. And this time, the major target there was to do distance protection testing. And with a distance protective relay, you measure voltages and currents and calculate the impedances of the line where fault occurs. And this could be understood by us pretty easily, but then all the details needed to listen very carefully to our customers.
What were the characteristics of protection testing back then?
When we entered this field, there were very simple tests around, mainly variac control, so simple voltage and current sources. And the protection testing mainly was done by applying voltages and currents to the relays and measure the trip time and the calculation of voltage and currents to, as an example, to reflect a certain impedance. This calculation was done manually.
What was the need for a new type of testing device? What drivers led to the development of CMC technology?
I think we were just at the right spot in time. The launch of our CMC coincided with the introduction of numerical protection relays. So the major manufacturers just introduced their new numerical relays. And these relays had more sophisticated models inside there and expected as well input signals much closer to the reality for the correct operation. So, and this just asked for a new testing technology. And with our CMC and the powerful PC software, we could simulate any kind of one, two, or three-phase faults and generate the sequence of pre-fault, fault, and post-fault signals in real time. And this was just what was needed at this time. Of course, one of the needs was to test a new generation of relays, but in general, we aimed at a comprehensive and automated testing of the characteristics of protection relays of all kinds, like distance relays, differential relays, overcurrent relays, and others.
Could you tell us a little bit more about the first CMC solution for protection testing from Omicron?
Looking at the hardware, it consisted of three voltage outputs, three current outputs of high precision. With these, we could produce any kind or simulate any kind of fault in a network. Additionally, we provided six low voltage outputs to connect additional amplifiers, and as well had 10 binary inputs for four outputs. So we could do all the testing of protection with this. And to then bring this into operation, the PC controlling software was a key element of this, allowing the automated testing of these protection relays to generate comprehensive testing reports and so on. We had as well the transient playback of signals in there, so you could replay recorded faults and doing end-to-end testing. All this was possible with CMC.
And of course, all of this was never possible before that.
I think before this time, protection testing was quite basic. So all these advanced features we brought to the market.
I assume that the launch went very well. How did the industry first respond to this solution?
This was a different story. If you look to power utilities, and especially the protection engineers in there, they are very conservative because they had to make sure that their power systems are safe. And so they tended to use what has proved well over many years and bought from companies they knew for a long time. So the initial response was quite skeptic. They said, who is this unknown company Omicron? And how is it possible that such a small 15 kilogram weighing device can really produce the signals needed to test all kind of relays from electromechanical to the numerical ones? So we really had to show it and demonstrate it and prove that our promise was true.
Eventually, you started to receive positive feedback. And when that started to occur, how did this confirm your concept for the technology?
I think the feedback, as soon as the customers really tried it out and tested in the field, they were excited and convinced. So what helped a lot as well was the word of mouth of the customers who really loved our solutions. And of course, there were weaknesses in the software in the beginning, but we were reacting very fast to their wishes and demands, and so this evolved pretty fast.
Now, you have mentioned how protection testing was before CMC technology was launched. But then from then up until now, how could you say that CMC technology has changed how users perform protection testing?
I think since this time, and maybe we were not the only one, but I think we were just one of the leading companies in this field. Protection testing since is done PC controlled and in an automated way, as the software knows about the characteristic of the relays and about the should be reaction. So it's quite easy and straightforward.
Martin, when did Omicron expand its business with other solutions and enter additional areas of power system testing? Could you tell us more about that?
I think from the beginning, there already was another application because we didn't start with protection testing, but with transducer testing. But we stayed for quite some years on this, what we call the secondary field of equipment in power systems. So we extended there by doing as well electricity meter testing. This was, of course, possible because of the high precision of the CMC. And end of the 90s, we started as well to investigate other testing needs in substations and enter the field of primary asset testing in 2001. And from there on, the product portfolio was constantly extended and nowadays including power transformers, instrument transformers, switchgear cables, GIS grounding systems, digital substations, and so on. But it's focusing on testing in electric power systems.
So it all started in a small town called Klaus in Austria. How did Omicron successfully enter the international market and build this global network in more than 170 countries?
You know, our target already in the early 90s was to become the world market leader in protection testing. And therefore, we had to grow our worldwide network. And we did so via an international sales partner network, but as well in parallel, growing our own international presence step by step. So our first sales office in Germany and USA, they were founded back in 94. And nowadays we are running 25 Omicron offices around the globe, serving our customers in all regions.
Martin, going back to the CMC, which is currently our leading product and the basis of Omicron's development as a company, how has CMC technology evolved continuously to meet user requirements? Are there any major milestones over the years?
The CMC has, of course, seen several hardware generations since its launch to adapt to the changing needs. And there, of course, we did a CMC FAM 56 back in 96, which was even smaller with 10 kilograms. Then we added a CMC 156 extended precision to do the electricity meter testing. But along this line as well, a constant stream of innovation on the software side, which was very important. And a major step there was the introduction of our Windows-based test universe software back in 98. Beginning of the 2000 years, we did implementing the IEC 61850 testing features to be ready as well for digital or hybrid substations. And since 2008, the CMC 356 is the power horse for advanced protection testing, so the most sold protection test set. The increasing demand for system-based testing was met with the introduction of relay sim test. I think this was back in 2013. So we constantly look what's needed out there and try to meet the needs.
And now we've got the CMC 500.
Yeah. This is the next generation, so a logical succession of existing products.
Given this history and these major milestones that you identified, what role have customer field experience and feedback played in CMC technology development? For example, you mentioned in the very beginning when you were all getting into the field of protection testing, you relied heavily on customer feedback. How has this applied throughout the development of the technology over the years?
I think the customer feedback was very crucial, especially in the beginning, as you mentioned, because we were newbies to the field and we listened very carefully. And of course, there it was mainly in German-speaking countries in the beginning. Evolving from there to do a product for the worldwide market, we had to establish as well a good connection to customers worldwide. And in parallel to building up our own knowledge in protection testing, constantly listening as well to the community. And there, of course, our user meetings, we meet protection engineers around the globe, or platforms like the PEC World are helping there, being connected in the industry and feeling what's going on, as well being part of standardization bodies and contributing there. All this helps in seeing what's going on and reacting to it.
Thanks, Martin. How essential has teamwork been in the CMC development process?
I think without extensive teamwork, there wouldn't be a CMC today. It needed this combined skills of an interdisciplinary team, first to develop the CMC and as well to make it successful in the market. So to have a successful innovation in the market, you need as well the marketing experts. So it's covering more than only some developers.
Martin, in your opinion, what has made the CMC such a sustainable protection testing technology?
I think there are several factors. It's a combination of a very reliable, highly accurate, and flexible hardware platform, powerful but easy to use software, making the life of the protection tester easier. And this is important. And above this, it's as well our ongoing commitment to bring innovation and knowledge to the field of protection testing, and as well to provide excellent product and application support to our customers. So it's not the product alone which makes it sustainable, successful, but all the things you do around it and how you are committed to this field.
That's a good point. So in addition to that, do you think CMC technology has become an industry standard for protection testing? And if so, why?
I think the CMC and test universe as a major software can be considered as industry standard for protection testing. They are used by manufacturers, utilities, service providers around the globe. And I think the customers value the high reliability and accuracy, so they can trust in the testing results. The long lifespan of our products and as well the long living software support, staying compatible with sold test sets, open interfaces like the X-Rio and the flexible testing software. And all this contributes to making it to a standard.
Martin, we just mentioned it. The CMC 500 is the latest generation of CMC technology. What does this signify in the overall evolution of CMC technology?
I think the CMC 500 is the next generation of protection testing hardware. in the CMC product family, and it will replace three of our existing products, the CMC353, the CMC256 Plus, and the CMC356. And with its modern hardware architecture, the latest amplifier technology and modularity, it can be perfectly adapted to the individual customer needs, both in the transmission distribution systems. And in this new generation, a very high focus has been set on highest user safety standards. I think this is important, so it's a big step forward there. And as well, the cybersecurity hardened system design makes the CMC500, I think, the test set of choice in digital substations and other critical infrastructure environments.
Thank you, Martin, for providing us with the history of CMC technology and also how it influenced the history of Omicron. To conclude, can you describe maybe Omicron in three words?
This is tough. Looking at it from an outside view, from customer's view, I would say it's innovation, knowledge sharing, support, which are the key elements of Omicron. Looking at it more from a personal level, inside out, it's just, for me, the terms are trust, empowerment, fun.
And actually, those same words could be used to describe the development of CMC technology over the years.
Yes, I think this was moving us where we really believe in and what we are living day by day.
Martin, thank you for joining me in this episode of Energy Talks and talking about the early beginnings of Omicron, including the history of CMC technology and its significance in the field of protection testing and beyond.
It was a pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
Talk to you again soon.
Bye-bye.
And a big thank you to our audience for listening to this and other episodes of Energy Talks. We always welcome your questions and feedback. Please send us an email to podcast@omicronenergy.com. Omicron has several years of experience in power system testing, data management, and cybersecurity, and offers a matching solution for your application. For more information, visit our website at omicronenergy.com. Please join us for the next episode of Energy Talks. Goodbye for now, everyone.